It's great to have Mark Edward with us and Martine to make sure that you know the difference between the two. We'll give you a test of the voices. Martine, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Mark Edward, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
There you go. Great to have you both with us today.
I can tell who's who now, Elliot. Well done. Well done on that.
I thought that was very important.
As importantly, they know who's who. That's significant in America.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you that I watched the one that ran last week was an episode around Christmas, and I watched it because we were going to talk to you two today, and I got somewhat emotional. I'm from Montreal. My family is back there right now. I understand being away from the family. The dogs kind of touched our family situation. I know my wife would react the same way that you did when your dog had the injuries that it did. So I got it. I guess a lot of people talk to you about your dogs and wonder about the excessiveness you have towards them.
Excessive is the right word, I have to say. Even I got emotional rewatching the episode because I remember how heartbreaking it was when it happened. And the good thing is that she's all good now. We are 6 months later, and she just swam for the first time, so she has brand new knees and everything is good. But I got a little choked up watching it.
Mark, tell me, I'm curious to, we all know a marriage has a certain dynamics and not everybody agrees on the same thing. And sometimes there's convincing involved. Did you have to convince Martine to do the show or was it the other way around, Mark?
It was a little bit of both. We were thinking about it for a while and then she said it would be a great opportunity for her, for us, for the dogs, for everybody to get a glimpse of our life that is hectic, but it's simple at the same time. And she really enjoyed it, as did I, and she did a great job with it, which is it was great doing all that, and she really did a good job.
Now, Martine, do you get more comfortable as the cameras, like at first anything feels a little invasive? Have you gotten more comfortable with they're around, they're here, the lights are bright, what I say could be recorded, what I say, how we react with each other. Did you get more comfortable, or were you comfortable right away? Snap of a finger, you were used to it.
Yeah, it only took about 10 minutes. The first 10 minutes were maybe a little bit uncomfortable, but then after that, you kind of forget that they're there. It's a very good professional team, so they make you feel at home. You know, they're not invasive. And then you do say a few things you want to take back, but then, oops, it's too late. But they're very respectful. And it was actually a lot of fun.
Mark, is there at any time, because obviously you're going to say things that you may not want people to hear you say, is there anything that you said, and you don't have to tell us what that is, where you went, no, what do you have as far as orders in editing and what you want them to take out is concerned?
I guess you can say I don't want to say that, but then they have the last word. You sign over a waiver saying, you know, anything you say is what you said. But I've had, you know, I play hockey, so I've been used to having cameras in front of me and keeping what I want to say in. So I was able to do that for the most part because I'm kind of used to it already.
Hey, Martine, have you evolved watching Mark when you go to the arena, whether it's at home in San Jose or on the road for big games? I mean, there's the Cup final last year. Have you been able to sort of, you know, stay calm at times, or is there a certain level of a rise to the moment? A Cup final, you're going to get a little more agitated than a game in January against the Kings. How do you view it?
It's so different when I watch, because I'm a huge hockey fan, but when I watch Mark, I keep it inside, you know, like I don't say much, you know, like all the stress is inside and I just keep it in. But when I watch other teams, like I really want Pittsburgh to win. And the other night I was just throwing insults at the TV like you wouldn't believe. It's very different when you're watching your husband and the team that's your family, or when you're watching it as a fan.
Now, I want Pittsburgh to win too. Tell me why you want the Penguins. I'm just tired of this whole Nashville story, and I don't want a team from the West except the Sharks to win. Is that how you feel?
I'm tired of Nashville too. I'm a huge Sidney Crosby fan, and I think every time he can win, good for him. And I don't know. I'm just a bigger fan of Pittsburgh. That's it.
It's funny because during the show, the two of you are talking about the Pittsburgh Penguins, and one of you brings up, Mark, that the Penguins are favorite. And you go, again? They're favorite again? I mean, when you rewatch the episode and the Penguins are in the Stanley Cup final, what do you think when you look back?
Well, they were probably favored. Of course, you know, they're a good team. They've been there before. Makes sense, and you kind of take the pressure off your own back, I guess.
So we're joined by the way, Mark Edward Vlasic, and of course, Martin Vlasic. Hockey Wives is on W Network tonight, 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Brand new episode, of course, next week as well, which Elliot is lucky enough to screen. I'm going to watch it live, but you've screened it.
I've seen it
in advance. Mark, we had Bob Bugner on my podcast a couple weeks ago, and your assistant coach. It's one of those weird things, right? A very good team all year long. You guys weren't playing as well last year going into the playoffs, and barely a playoff team in January. Caught fire. A lot of things went well. You all executed well. This year, you're playing better going in, and the bounces of the series in Edmonton just didn't sort of break it. That's the playoffs now, isn't it? It is impossible to predict how these series will go. When we were all kids, it felt like the better teams always won. That's not the case anymore.
No, every year changes. Every year is different. You need everything to go right. Everything went right for us last year. I mean, instead, it didn't work in the finals, but two teams to make it that far, everything has to go well, and same thing with Pittsburgh. They've done it 2 years in a row. This year, unfortunately, not everything came together. We had two centers that were playing at 100%. You don't get the bounces. Your power play's not scoring. Little things like that, that when the playoffs start, you have to come together. And Nashville as a 16th seed, everything worked out, and they're in the finals.
I don't know what kind of – I don't know that you can actually answer this, Martin, but – I think that somewhere along the way, and I know you love San Jose, but you miss home and you miss the family. That if Mark Edward had been a Montreal Canadian, that would have been so helpful to everybody.
It would have been helpful, but we have such a great situation in San Jose. He's been there 11 seasons. I mean, we built a house. Like, that's really our second home, and I think there's a little less pressure in San Jose compared to a Canadian market. So it's easy for us to live our regular life in San Jose. I don't know if we'd be able to do that in Montreal. It would be nice to be closer, but I don't know how great that would have been for us.
Martin Vlasic and Mark Edward Vlasic, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck in the future with the dogs and the family and San Jose. And people will be watching tonight. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.